Well, I don't know how well this recording is going to do. I'm on the road between Santiago and Rancagua in Chile. So I'm trying to drive through my first toll booth. This is Rancagua, but the thing said it's just 50 kilometers. Those are interesting. As opposed to the United States, where they give you the closest city. At the top, and then as they go down, they give you further and further destinations. These guys seem to do the exact opposite. The top was 50 kilometers, and then there was two more places on the side. One of them was 20 kilometers, the next one was 10. So, totally, I'm kind of getting used to different things. I don't know if the speed limit out here is 120. I am out in the middle of agriculture stuff. It looks like there's grapes over here on my right, and of course it's fall. It's coming to fall here, so the grape leaves are changing. They were all yellow. I'm seeing some red stuff. But some things are mostly green in here. I'm seeing smaller key trucks and key vans along with standard size vehicles. Most of the vans are a little smaller, although I'm seeing a lot of trucks. So I'm in kind of a system. Nice big houses kind of on hilltops here. I can see snow. I don't know if it was Dave that tried to tell me that it's close to other cars. I wish I knew what on earth. The car dings all of us. It dings, but I don't know why. Figure that out. Here's a little key truck coming up. Little bitty, kind of Chinese, I think they're mostly Japanese. Little bitty trucks. These are illegal in the United States, but they're people vehicles. I've got a message from my guys. I can't really do anything because I can't find an intelligent place to get off the road. You know, these aren't like interstates. You can just get off on an off-ramp and then get back on. I haven't seen any evidence that this is a thing. So, I'm kind of nervous about getting off stuff. Does that affect any of the cars here? So if you're going to take trouble of getting off, you better be prepared. So I haven't taken any opportunities to get on yet. I got breakfast on the plane. It was pretty pathetic little thing. Yeah, Rancagua 42, Fuco 16, Champa 11. So yeah, it goes backwards. That's your customer. Not that it matters much. I don't see very many signs. trying to keep the flow of traffic and such.
The mountains have lots of snow on them.
and they've been having snow. And as we're in the middle of fall or coming into fall, that's why I say it hasn't snowed, although it may just snow all the time. And Nicaragua. The trick is, once I get to Nicaragua, I'm going to have to figure some stuff out. Oh, here's some BYD vehicles. This is the big growing brand in China. It's a truck. Several trucks. So yeah. See a different brand. I see a Dodge Ram. A lot of pollution here. Kind of reminds me, not quite yet, as bad as Los Angeles, but getting closer. We're down to 27 kilometers away. But I think we're getting to a more congested part of the world. Although, let me tell you, when I kind of look off the side when I can't see, it looks a little better, but not much, better than some of the small places. Yeah, like I see the tin roofs, the rusted out tin roofs, kind of in a bad shape. So I'm still in rural New Mexico here, comparatively. They have lots of... Yeah, it must be fall, because all the leaves are dropping off the trees. These are fruit-bearing stuff. They're long capped in pick. I don't know what these are. Oh my gosh, there's a McDonald's coming up. Boy. Cargo San Fernando, this is Highway 5. But yeah. Side of the road. Okay. Well, that was interesting. Okay, enough of that for now.